This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans.
Welcome into Game 3 here from Salem Memorial Ballpark between the hosting Salem Red Sox and the visiting Myrtle Beach Pelicans. I'm Kevin DiDomenico alongside of Andy Losey taking you the way today for Game 3, a split series thus far. But first, let's take a look at Buddy Bailey's starting lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Leading off in center field, it's Pete Armstrong. Batting second, it's Juan Mora. He'll play second as well. Kevin Mate at shortstop batting third. In the cleanup spot, Kevin Alcantara, he'll be in right field. Ethan Hearn, the catcher, will bat fifth. Ysel Santana will be the DH, he'll bat sixth. B.J. Murray, the seven hitter, will be at third. Miguel Fabricio over at first, he'll bat eighth. And Peter Matt in left field, batting ninth. They will take on Angel Bastardo, who is making his fifth start of the season, looking for his first victory of the season. As we take a look at this past series, specifically last night, Myrtle Beach put the work on the Salem Red Sox, a 24-6 game.
Yeah, Kevin, you mentioned that a lot. Last night, a one-sided game for Myrtle Beach. They came out strong with the bats, 20 runs in the first five innings of play. But the good news, Kevin, is you lose by 18, you lose by one, it's still the same result. An opportunity for Salem today to get back into the win column and move back to 500 on the standings.
Yes, Salem fell to 11-12, 3.5 back in the Carolina League North. Fredericksburg leading the division there. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach atop the Carolina League South. It's a beautiful 73 degrees and overcast with 12-mile-an-hour winds coming in from center field. And to tell you all about it, here's Andy Losey with the play-by-play.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Pete Crow Armstrong steps into the batter's box as Bastardo throws the first pitch. It's a bunt laid down from Crow Armstrong. Bastardo fires it at first, and the runner is safe. So the first pitch of the night, it will be an infield single. It's a bunt for Crow Armstrong, and he's got a base runner aboard with nobody out to start the top of the first inning of play. Kevin mentioned it. It's a wonderful night, low 70s here in Salem, Virginia, but the wind will be a little bit of a factor today, especially for the deep balls as the wind is blowing in from center field. We now move to Juan Mora in the order, who steps in to the right-hander's batter's box. First pitch on the way, the at-bat goes low and outside. For ball number one, we'll introduce our umpires tonight. Juan Gomez out on the base path tonight, while Christian Jenke is behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. 1-0 count. Crow Armstrong with a little bit of a lead. The pitch is away. It's low. And the runner goes. A delayed steal. Throw down to Simas. And the tag is assessed in time for the first out of the game. Pete Crow Armstrong took a little while to dash down to second. And the time he went, the ball was already in the glove of Roberto Mexicano, tonight's catcher for Salem. And so even though the count goes to 2-0, the Red Sox are able to pick up their first out of the evening. The 2-0 pitch is fouled into the netting behind the plate for strike number one. So we move to two balls and one strike in this at-bat. 2-1's away. Another bunt shown here from Mora, but he fouls it down the third baseline, and it goes foul for strike number two. Today, the Salem Red Sox are wearing their Beer Mongers jersey. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's Thursday at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So all the fans out here today enjoying a wonderful Thursday evening. 2-2 pitch, hard chopper that Blaze Jordan scoops up in front of short, makes the throw to Cavadas in time for the second out of the inning. Although it's not two up, two down, it's two has faced Bastardo and two have been retired. So a good start by the Salem Red Sox defense. And I mean, the bar yesterday, after giving up 20 runs in the first five innings, it's pretty low right now to get the job done, as Kevin Made steps in, took the night off last night for Myrtle Beach, and he watches the first pitch go into the zone for strike number one. So, Salem wearing the Beer Mongers jersey, a unique style compared to the regular Red Sox style, as the 0-1 pitch is upstairs and outside for ball number one. Even count of 1-1, Myrtle Beach going back to their royal blue jerseys, as the 1-1 is away and the pitch is low for ball number two. They have the yellow numbering on the back of their jersey and yellow lettering and numbering on the front of their jersey, but their nameplate on the back side of the jersey is in white. 2-1 pitch, Bastardo fires, and this is hammered down the left field line, but will track foul and out of play. Count goes to 2-2 with two outs on the board. If you guys are just tuning in, we're just underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-0 is our score between Salem and Myrtle Beach. Bastardo kicks, and Made a hard grounder over to Paulino, and he's unable to block it in time. He tried to make a diving attempt to stop the baseball from going through the outfield, but Paulino was just a little bit too late, and Kevin Made has the second hit of the night for Myrtle Beach. It is a single with two outs on the board, and it keeps the inning going. So Kevin Alcantara, who struggled last night for Myrtle Beach, but had a really good first day of the series with a pair of extra base hits, was at the designated hitter spot in Wednesday's contest, but moves back to the field. He'll be in right tonight for Myrtle Beach. Bastardo's first pitch is a check swing fouled grounder down the first baseline, rolls right by the Pelicans dugout for the first strike. Looking at the defensive alignment for the Salem Red Sox, Tyler Miller is out in left field, Phillip Sykes at center, Eduardo Lopez at right field. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Bastardo, long look into the zone, and he fires away, and it's in there for strike number two. Now, I believe the umpire and Janky was about to rule the strike call, but he said that Alcantara was able to hold back on the swing, and the delayed appeal to Juan Gomez said he didn't go either, so the count is even at one ball and one strike. Bastardo fires away, goes to the changeup, he gets the strike call. Brings the count to 1-2. Blaze Jordan at third base tonight. Edison Paulino at shortstop. Carson Simas makes a return to the batting order for Salem, first time this series. He's at second base. Nico Cavadas at first. Bastardo and Mexicano is the battery tonight. And Bastardo checking in at the runner of Made at first. No tag assessed by Nico Cavadas, so the runner is safe at the bag. A 1-2 count with two away in the top of the first inning. Two base hits so far for Myrtle Beach, but no offense to show for in the run category. 1-2 pitch. It swung on and missed, and it's apparently fouled off the bat of Alcantara. It looked as if his body was carrying him towards the dugout. So the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. So for a second, from our vantage point, we thought we saw strike number three in the end of the inning. But the Myrtle Beach right fielder lives the scene of the pitch. Here comes the 1-2 delivery. It swung on a miss, and it is dropped from Mayakano. And it hit the catcher from behind the plate. So the at-bat will stay alive for Evan Calcantara. It was another foul ball that went directly down to the ground. Both times, it looks as if that Alcantara has swung on and missed, but it's been dropped from Mexicano. Two opportunities with some foul tips to end the inning, but the catcher is unable to come down with the grab. 1-2 pitch. This is popped up out towards right field. Moving over to his left is Eduardo Lopez, who makes the catch at the right field foul line for the third out of the inning. So it took a little bit longer than what Strato was thinking, but he gets through the top of the first inning. Two base hits for the Pelicans, but no runners move in a scoring position. And we move to the bottom of the first at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll get our first look at the Red Sox offense on MILB TV when we come back. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning in a 0-0 game between the Myrtle Beach Pelicans and the Salem Red Sox. Edison Paulino will lead things off today. First pitch he sees, he fouls it off his right foot. As he's grimacing in pain, he dropped the bat. And for a second there, Paulino had the face of just pain in his eyes. As that ball ricocheted off the barrel and into his right foot. It's also our first look of the night at Richard Gallardo, the right-handed pitcher for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans to get us underway. And the 0-1 pitch finds the strike zone to make the count 0-2. So we'll see Paulino, Eduardo Lopez, and Nathan Hickey in this inning as Paulino will chop this 0-2 pitch foul down the first baseline just to keep the at-bat alive. Blaze Jordan in the cleanup position tonight. Nico Cavadez at the fifth spot. Tyler Miller at sixth. Gilberto Mexicano at the seventh spot as Paulino hits a hard grounder, three hops on over to the second baseman of Mora, who throws over the first in time for Myrtle Beach's first successful defensive out of the night. The last two batters in the order, it's number eight in Carson Simas, the second baseman for Salem, and then rounding up the order, it's Phillip Sykes, the center fielder. So now we'll get to see Eduardo Lopez come up to the plate. The right fielder has gained some success in this first two games of the series against Myrtle Beach, and he takes the first pitch that goes outside for ball number one. Count works to 1-0, and Gallardo will fire a fastball into the zone. Lopez blasts out to right field, and it's gone. Keeping the success up in game number three of the series, it's Eduardo Lopez. Back-to-back nights with a solo shot, the first hit of the game for Salem. Puts them on top, 1-0 Red Sox in the bottom of the first inning. We look back to Eduardo Lopez's first night in the Salem Red Sox order. He went 0-6 with 5 strikeouts. He came into this at-bat with a batting average of a .250, and he surely raised it up after that solo home run. Nathan Hickey steps to the plate for his first at-bat of the night, watches it go down Broadway for strike number one. Hickey is the designated hitter tonight for the Salem Red Sox, and the same result on pitch number two as it goes into the zone, making the count 0-2. Gallardo, the right-hander, fires away. Hickey, another hard ground chopper. Perfect scoop by the shortstop Amade, and the throw was just as nice to first base into the glove of Rizzo for out number two. So Salem grabbing an early 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning, but still can have some success as Blaze Jordan will come to the plate. And we look at Gallardo's statistics this season. It's his fifth start of the year for Myrtle Beach. He has one decision. It's a victory and a 1-0 record. First pitch to Blaze Jordan. It is a breaking ball that stays upstairs for ball number one. 17 and two-thirds of an inning pitch so far this season coming into the night. 16 hits, 5 earned runs. And Jordan watches the second pitch come into the zone for strike number one. Opponents hitting a 235 against Gallardo. 1-1 pitch to Jordan. He takes it as it goes low and outside for ball number two. Well, Jordan moving back to that cleanup spot in the order. He's been finding his groove at times down these last few games, and he drives a 2-1 pitch foul down the right field line, and it soars by the Myrtle Beach bullpen. So two balls, two strikes, two outs for Blaze Jordan. Base paths are clear as the Red Sox hold a 1-0 lead. Pitches away. Jordan takes it. It's inside for ball number three. Great vision from Blaze Jordan, who is still just below the 200 mark at 195. And the 3-2 pitch, slow roller, three hops into the glove of the third baseman, Murray Jr., and he never got a great feel on it and never found the glove in time. And Jordan hustles all the way down to first base to get there safely. It will be an E5 on B.J. Murray Jr., who last night was at first base, moves to the other corner of the infield at third tonight. It's the first error of the game, and it goes against the Myrtle Beach third baseman. So the inning stays alive as Nico Gavadez watches the first pitch and sends a foul ball just to our left at the press box. Ricocheted off and went back towards the lower bowl for a souvenir for a fan. Gavadez so far this year, 262 hitter, and he sits on the 0-1 pitch and it catches the bottom inside corner for strike number two. So the Salem first baseman is quickly down 0-2 in the count, and he will watch the pitch come into the zone, a 1-2-3 strikeout for Richard Gallardo, and it will end the inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. But not before Eduardo Lopez goes back-to-back home runs on the Wednesday and a Thursday. This one came in the bottom of the first inning, and it makes it a 1-0 lead. Salem will take it going into the second. You're listening to MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the second inning, the Salem Red Sox with a 1-0 lead thanks to Eduardo Lopez's solo home run in the bottom half of the first inning. Bustaro is out for another inning of work, tonight's starter for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch is fired inside. It's hit well out to a left center field, but coming down with the grab is the center fielder of Phillip Sykes. That was Ethan Hurd, the catcher of Myrtle Beach's first at-bat of the night. Hearn is a 2-14 hitter coming into the season with two home runs, but he's the first out of the top of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We will now see the Myrtle Beach designated hitter step to the plate for the first time today, Yasin Santana, and the first pitch is into the zone for strike number one. Santana could not get his bat away quick enough, and so Christian Jahnke gave him strike number one. 0-1 count. Bustaro fires away. Same result. A strike right down the middle. Santana's body language is saying that it's not in the zone for him. But back-to-back 95-plus mile-per-hour fastballs have made the count 0-2. Bustaro fires away. That one's in there for strike number three. Three straight fastballs from Angel Bustaro. And that is enough to punch out Yasin Santana. The designated hitter for Myrtle Beach goes down looking on three strikes. One of the top hitters in the order tonight for the Pelicans, coming in tonight's game with a batting average of a 327. But it easy work there for Bustaro in the first battle of the night. Now he will fire a pitch to B.J. Murray Jr. That swung on and missed for strike number one. But you've heard me mention multiple 95-plus mile-per-hour fastballs. We're seeing them hit around 96-97 for the right-handed pitcher of the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 pitch. That one goes upstairs for ball number one. Quite a cloudy night at Salem. Pretty good cloud coverage. I would say about 90% of the sky is covered in some cloud. So no sunshine today as the 1-1 pitch finds the zone. An 84-mile-per-hour changeup makes the count 1-2. Well, Bustaro trying to make quick work of this second inning as the 1-2 pitch is away, and it'll be fouled down the first baseline. The right-handed pitcher for Salem thought it was going to be enough for him to get through the inning to play, but a great battle from B.J. Murray. So far this season, the Myrtle Beach third baseman today is a 276 hitter. 1-2 pitch. Murray slaps this down the left field line on a hot shot over to the seating area in the left field corner. Luckily, he hit a fence and didn't go into any of the party area. But another foul ball keeps the count at 1-2. The pitch is away by Bustaro. This is hit well down the right field line, and it falls just foul of the right field foul line. It rolled all the way to the wall, 325 to left and right field, 401 out to dead center. And I was just looking around the grounds and seeing that the wind is blowing it to the right. So even though it's coming in from center, it's blowing in a degree that's coming more towards like from left field over to the right field line. Might have influenced the placement of that Murray Jr. hit. 1-2 pitch to Murray, and it's upstairs and outside for ball number two. So we'll run with the even count of 2-2 with 2 in the top of the second inning. Salem leads 1-0 over Myrtle Beach in this Thursday night Carolina League action. 2-2 pitches away. It's rocking out to the right center gap. This baseball will fall by the warning track. Murray turns at first. He's thinking two. He has a stand-up double. 2 for the extra base hit. B.J. Murray Jr. goes 1-1 of the night. And the first hit since Kevin Mahde in the order for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. That is their first extra base hit of the night from a team perspective. It's the second of the game, so it makes it the Pelicans' first runner in scoring position today. So a great battle between B.J. Murray Jr. and Angel Bustaro. It took 8 pitches for the Myrtle Beach third baseman to get the double to keep the inning going for Myrtle Beach. It's now time for number 8 man in the order, Miguel Fabrizio, who steps into the plate. Another left-handed batter for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Fabrizio this year is a 171 hitter for the Pelicans. First pitch he sees, fouls this off into the backstop behind the plate for it to be strike number one. It's also the third hit of the night for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. A pair of singles by Pete C. Armstrong, Kevin Mate, but a double for B.J. Murray Jr. keeps us in the top of the second. 0-1 pitch, that's a fastball of 96 miles per hour, just below the zone to even the count of one ball and one strike. And Fariso played in game number one of the series for the Pelicans, but was in the order last night. Hot shot right back to Bastaro. He got enough of his body in the way to put the ball down and then made a simple throw over to first base in time for the third out of the inning. That was a liner right to Bastaro. He looks to be A-OK as he's walking off the mound, and that will put an end to the inning. The Salem Red Sox hold on to their 1-0 lead despite a little bit of a danger from B.J. Murray Jr.'s bat. When we come back, Tyler Miller, Gilberto Mexicano, and Carson Simas are all due up for the Salem Red Sox. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Quick hit grounded from Tyler Miller over to the second baseman, Amora. Throws over to first base in time for the inning's first out. Well, that was a quick transition back to the bottom of the second inning to play. The PA announcer was still reading off some of the script. And Richard Gallardo and Tyler Miller were ready to go right back into it. And a one-pitch at-bat ends in an out in Myrtle Beach's favor. Now, Mexicano, first pitch he sees, skies this deep out towards left center field, and tracking it down is Pete Crow Armstrong, who makes the catch for the inning's second out. Quick work so far from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans defense, two pitches and two outs, which is always what you want to hear when you're on the defensive side of things, but great contact from the barrel of Tyler Miller and Gilberto Mexicano. So Carson Simas walks up to the plate, first appearance in the series. He takes pitch number one. It's into the zone for strike number one. The 0-1 pitch, Simas swings late on it and misses it all for strike number two. The Salem second baseman today is a 175 hitter on the season with six RBIs. The 0-2 pitch into the zone for strike number three. Carson Simas is retired looking. It's a five-pitch bottom of the second inning for Richard Gallardo, and he makes quick work of the Salem Red Sox 6, 7, and 8 part of the order. And just like that, folks, we move to the third inning to play. The Red Sox lead the Pelicans by the score of 1-0 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the third inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Bastardo fires the first pitch upstairs to Peter Matt. It's a 1-0 ball game with Salem on top of Myrtle Beach, and Peter Matt is the last man to step up to the plate tonight in the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lineup. He will watch the 1-0 pitch spike in front of home plate for ball number two. Peter Matt, folks, is coming off an incredible night. Two home runs for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, seven RBIs as he swings through on the 2-0 pitch and foul tips it into the glove of Roberto Mexicano for strike number one, and returns today in the order, stays at the ninth spot, and he drives the 2-1 pitch to our right side and out of play for strike number two. So count runs even. So far through the order, Bastardo has made great work of the Pelicans' offense. Three base hits, two singles, one double, and Peter Matt on the 2-2 pitch thought he was going to be called for strike number three, made a full step towards the Pelicans' dugout. Christopher Jahnke didn't make a strike call, and the count now runs full at 3-2. Bastardo fires away. This is low. It hips in front of Mexicano, who quickly comes back to retrieve the baseball by the warning track behind the plate as Peter Matt jogs on down to first for what is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, and a matter of fact, the first walk of the game from either side. The leadoff batter is on for the Pelicans, and back to the top of the order we go with Pete Crow Armstrong. He had a single his first time up. He laid a bunt down the third baseline, and Bastardo could not make a quick enough throw over to first to get the speedy Crow Armstrong. First pitch he sees, hard hit grounder to Paulino. He will tag the bat at second, make the throw over to first. A little bit of a wild throw from Paulino as Cavadas had to come off the bag at first. Not able to get the double play, but they do get the lead runner out at second. So Peter Matt will retreat to the dugout, and Pete Crow Armstrong will take over his place at third base. Juan Mora, who ground out his last time up, walks up to the plate. 0-1 so far today. Mora making a return to the lineup as well for the Pelicans after sitting out last night's contest. Yaisen Santana was the second baseman. Mora has been the second baseman for games one and games three. Bastardo checks back in on the runner of Crow Armstrong at first. Cavada's tag was not in time, and the runner remains safe. And Pete Crow Armstrong is batting at a 400 mark so far this season. Gets ruled with the fielder's choice of that at bat. Now hard hit, grounded to Cavadas. Gloves it perfectly. Throw down to Paulino. Back to Cavadas. In time for the 3-6-3 double play. A great defensive effort from the Salem Red Sox. A great glove and two excellent throws between first and second base to put the inning to an end. Another quick inning. This time in Hale Bastardo says, anything you can do defensively, I can do as well. The Red Sox continue to lead this matchup by the score of 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the third inning, a 1-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And Phillip Sykes will get us started in the bottom half of the third inning. His first at-bat of the evening. First pitch, Sykes sees, goes low and away for ball number one. We'll also see Edison Paulino and Eduardo Lopez, who has been the difference maker so far on the night with this solo home run in the first. Sykes swings on the 1-0 breaking ball pitch and misses it all for strike number one. Well, for folks that stuck around to last night's 24-6 Myrtle Beach Pelicans victory, got to see Phillip Sykes come out of the bullpen as he takes the 1-1 pitch upstairs for ball number two. The center fielder came in the top of the ninth inning, pitched a perfect inning to play. So one inning so far this season, and Sykes will be recognized with a perfect ERA as he fouls off the 2-1 pitch in by the Salem dugout for strike number two. So we even account for Phillip Sykes, who's looking to lead off this inning strong for the Red Sox, and he'll take strike number three, and he is punched out for the inning's first out. Back-to-back strikeouts for Richard Gallardo. It's his third strikeout of the night, and his first time through, he struck out Nico Cavadez, Carson Simas, and Phillip Sykes all looking. That is what Gallardo can bring to this Pelican squad. And so his first time through the order, he only gave up one hit, and Paulino lines one to the shortstop of Kevin Mate, who makes the catch for the inning second out. So the shortstop hitter hits it right towards the shortstop defenseman, and a simple play made by the Pelicans shortstop. Two quick outs again here to start off the inning, but it's time for Eduardo Lopez. His home run back in the bottom of the first inning out towards right center field. Started the scoring at Carilion Clinic Field. He takes the first pitch for strike number one. He holds on pitch number two. It was low of the zone to even the count at one ball and one strike. So first time through the order, we saw Richard Gallardo only give up one hit. It's to this man at the plate right now in Eduardo Lopez. Besides that, pretty good showing. Pelicans having one error in the inning as well as Lopez takes the 1-1 pitch low and inside for ball number two. That was Blaze Jordan getting successfully over the first base. He's in the hole right now. Lopez takes the 2-1 breaking ball pitch that started high and ended up just beneath the line of the zone for the count to run even. 2-2 pitch. Lopez hard hit grounder down the first base line. It will trickle foul, and the 2-2 count will stay where it is with two outs in the bottom of the third. 1-0 is our score. Salem leads Myrtle Beach at Carilion Clinic Field. Fans filing in to the ballpark. 2-2 pitch now towards Lopez, and he hits his opposite field, and it will fan foul and out of play. And another foul ball keeps Lopez alive in the at-bat. Pitch number 7 coming up between Richard Gallardo and Eduardo Lopez. The right-handed pitcher versus the left-handed batter. Gallardo kicks and fires, and Lopez takes on a pitch high and away for ball number 3. It's now a full count for Eduardo Lopez, who is returning to the outfield tonight. He's in right field for Salem. 3-2 pitch. Lopez, well hit ball that gets through the infield out towards right field. A two-out single for Lopez. He moves to 2-2 of the night. He could not place that baseball anywhere better through the first baseman in Fabrizio and the second baseman of Mora. So Lopez has been running this offense tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Only two hits as a team, and number 15 has both of them. And now Nathan Hickey looks to continue this inning for Salem and maybe drive this little two-out rally. He takes the first pitch in the zone for strike number one. Last time, Nathan Hickey grounded out towards the shortstop of Kevin Mate. Now the 0-1 pitch to Hickey hits as well over the glove of the third baseman, B.J. Murray. Lopez holds at second. Hickey stops at first. It's another two-out single for the Salem Red Sox, and they have two runners aboard with two outs and Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. Hickey drove that baseball opposite field and with just enough height to get over B.J. Murray Jr., which is not the easiest of tasks as the third baseman is 6 foot. And now first pitch to Jordan, swings on the breaking ball, and he misses for strike number one. So we just talked about how Blaze Jordan got on base successfully his first time up. It was an error committed by B.J. Murray Jr. The 0-1 pitch, He takes it for strike number two. Back-to-back off-speed pitches from Gallardo. So Lopez is on at second base. Hickey is at first. After a pair of singles, they have a little bit of a lead on their respective bags. 0-2 pitch to Jordan. Pops is up down the right field line. Alcantara moving to the foul line and makes the catch just to the right of the line in foul territory to end the third inning. Well, a little bit of a spark in the offense to end off the bottom of the third inning, but the score remains Salem 1, Myrtle Beach 0. Both teams with three hits so far on the night. Folks, we have a great matchup going on the mound as Angel Bastaro will come out for another inning of work in this fourth inning of play. It's the Red Sox 1, Pelicans 0. You're listening to MILB.TV. We're into the fourth inning to play at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans as Bastaro fires the first pitch into the zone for strike number one. It's the heart of the order coming up. It's Kevin Mate, Kevin Alcantara, and Ethan Hearn. The second pitch of the at-bat, a slow grounder out to Carson Simas at second, who fields it up perfectly and fires a bullet to Nico Gavadez at first for the inning's first out. Well, Kevin Mate had a single back in the first inning. And so for Angel Bastaro, and the second time around, again, going to ground out is a great sight to see from the right-handed pitcher of the Salem Red Sox. He starts the at-bat to Kevin Alcantara with a strike into the zone to make it 0-1. Alcantara's last time up popped up to right fielder Eduardo Lopez to end the top half of the first inning. The right field batter, and Alcantara holds on the second pitch of the at-bat, and it goes low and away for ball number one. Even counts, Bastaro fires away. Hard hit grounder by Alcantara. Paulino fields it up perfectly. Two hop towards first and fires a strike in time for the inning's second out. A pair of groundouts have this top of the fourth inning rolling. It's the middle infielders who are getting the perfect fields. Its first time was Simas. That last time was Edison Paulino. Well, Ethan Hearn is 0-1 on the day. He popped up to the center fielder of Phillip Sykes his first time up. He takes the first pitch on the outside corner for ball number one. Looking at Bastardo's day so far, around 48 pitches thrown as Hearn swings and misses for strike number one. Over half of them have been strikes. Only has thrown 15 balls so far today as Hearn calls for time. As the count runs even at one ball and one strike, the catcher for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a 2-11 hitter. And on the 1-1 pitch to Hearn, he has to dodge an inside fastball that misses low and away for ball number two. Three hits so far in the day for the Pelicans, but they trail 1-0 as Hearn skies this down the left field line, looking as if it will track towards foul territory, and it does to even the count at two balls and two strikes. Well, ever since Kevin Mate recorded a single back in the first inning, Angel Bastaro has only given up one hit It was a double to Pete Crow Armstrong, and he is a strikeout. He had Ethan Hearn looking at strike number three. He caught the outside edge. It's a 1-2-3 inning from Angel Bastardo, and the Salem Red Sox hold on to their 1-0 lead. Great pitching so far from the right-handed man of the Salem Red Sox. When we come back, it'll be Nico Cavadas, Tyler Miller, and Roberto Mexicano for the Salem Red Sox. They lead 1-0 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. You're listening to MILB.TV. Bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Nico Cavadas will lead things off for us in a 1-0 Salem Red Sox lead as Richard Gallardo comes out for another inning of work. His first pitch to Cavadas is down the middle for strike number one. Cavadas went down looking on strike number three in the bottom half of the first inning. He's 0-1 on the night, and he swings on the 0-1 pitch. A hard hit ball out towards center field. Looking up is Pete Crow Armstrong and takes a hop off the wall. Cavadas will turn at first, come in the second. A wild throw from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans outfielder gets into the infield quite awkwardly, but Cavadas will hold with the double, and it's a leadoff extra base hit for the Salem Red Sox first baseman to improve to 1-2 of the night. It's the fourth hit as well for the Salem Red Sox, who have started to find their bats quite well to these last few at-bats. Three of the last four have been base hits for the Red Sox. Now, Tyler Miller has a runner in scoring position on the first pitch he sees. He fouls it off and rolls to the right side for strike number one. So a good opportunity for Salem to add on to their 1-0 lead with a runner in scoring position with nobody out in this bottom of the fourth inning. Gallardo takes a long look at Cavadas, now kicks and fires towards the plate. Miller drills it down the right field line, but just goes foul. That would have definitely driven in a run from Tyler Miller. He has 9 RBIs on the season. He has 3 home runs for the Red Sox, and he's batting at a .232 mark. His last time up, he grounded it out to the second baseman of Mora. 0-2 pitch. Miller fouls this into the backstop behind the plate to keep the count at 0-2. So Cavadas with a little lead at second base after a leadoff double off the center field wall. The 0-2 pitch to Miller, and he watches it catch the outside. Apologies to say that way. It goes outside for ball number one. It did not catch the zone. And the count is now 1-2. Pitch away to Miller and just outside for ball number two. A great take from Tyler Miller. We've seen some batters tonight go down with the pitches on the outside edge. Miller held on the 1-2 pitch. And he stays alive with an even count. 2-2. Miller swings a chopper that goes foul down the first baseline. So for those just tuning on in, a lot less offense in the first four innings tonight, folks. I want to say the score was 14-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning last night. Today, it's 1-0. Salem with the lead. 2-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses for strike number three. And for Gallardo, that strikeout brings his total to four on the evening. The first out of the inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, as Roberto Mexicano will come on down to try to drive in the runner. Cavada is still at second base, but with one out in this bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch to Mexicano. It's a breaking ball that goes into the zone for strike number one. Mexicano's first pitch of his last at-bat popped it deep out towards center field, where Pete Crow Armstrong came down with the catch. 0-1 pitch. Mexicano, soft grounder, two-hop to Murray Jr., fields it perfectly, fires it over to Fabrizio at first for the inning's second out. So first, it's the pitcher Gallardo to get the big strikeout, and then it's the defense to make a big play to hold the runner Cavadas at second. And now Carson Simas, with two outs on the board, the focus turns if he can whether or not bring home Cavadas. First pitch of the at-bat catches the outside corner for strike number one. Simas' last time down struck out looking, which ended a 1-2-3 inning. He sees the 0-1 pitch, hard hit chopper, two hops and a jumping effort from Mora, but he makes the throw to first in time for the third out of the inning. Well, after Nico Cavadas get us underway, it was a strikeout by Richard Gallardo, and then two ground outs, the first one going to Murray Jr., and this time over to Mora, ends the inning. And Salem continues to lead this matchup by the score of 1-0. We move to the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the fifth inning of play at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Pelicans 1-0. On the first pitch of the inning, Santana grounds it to Paulino, who fires it to first in time for the inning's first out. Man, folks, I get back on the air, and I'm expecting maybe a one or two pitch, or two or three pitch at bat, but these one pitches at bats have been quite often in tonight's game. But Paulino making excellent work of the ground ball to get the first out of the inning. Santana drops to 0 of 2 on the night, and now B.J. Murray Jr. will step up to the plate. First pitch Murray Jr. sees, it goes inside and low for ball number one. Well, Murray Jr. was the last Myrtle Beach Pelican to record a base hit. It was a double in the top of the second, and he swings on the 1-0 pitch and misses for strike number one. Let's take a look around the Carolina League, shall we? I mean, quick innings of work, but we can look around and see how some of the other teams have played today across the league. 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number two. The Fredericksburg Nationals and the Lynchburg Pelicats are playing two today after they were rained out on Tuesday's game. And the 2-1 pitch from Bastardo, he fires away, and it's low and outside for ball number three. On their first game of the series, first game of the doubleheader, it was a high-scoring affair. Only seven innings, folks, in these doubleheader games as the 3-1 pitch from Bastardo is hit out to center field. Phillip Sykes tracking it down to the left center grab and makes the catch for out number two. The Lynchburg Hillcats won game number one with a score of 10-6 over the Fredericksburg Nationals. Back and forth action all game long. Lynchburg comes away with the victory, and it's another noticeable victory for the Hillcats. They move to 2-0 on the series as Bastardo will throw the first pitch to Miguel Fabrizio that falls into the zone for strike number one. The Myrtle Beach first baseman grounded out to Bastardo his last time up, and the pitcher fires one above the zone for ball number one. They're playing game two right now, a 7-inning baseball game. It's in the top of the fourth inning. Fredericksburg leads Lynchburg 6-0. On the 1-1 pitch, Fabrizio swung on and just got a little bit of the foul tip, but the count goes to one ball and two strikes. So two outs in a 1-0 ball game. Bastardo fires, swung on and missed for strike number three. Make that three consecutive 1-2-3 innings from Angel Bastardo. What a performance so far from the Salem Red Sox starter. It stays at a 1-0 ball game. We move to the second half of tonight's action here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox still up 1-0 thanks to Eduardo Lopez's solo shot back in the top or bottom of the first inning. We'll get to see his bat go to work in the fifth here on MILB.TV. It's into the bottom of the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 is our score. The Red Sox are on top. Richard Gallardo comes out for another inning of work, and the first pitch he fires is into the zone for strike number one. Phillip Sykes went down looking in his first at-bat when he led off the third inning, and he takes the second pitch of the at-bat to bring the count to one ball and one strike. Well, another quick half inning to play as Sykes drills it down the left field line. It falls fair for a base hit. It comes off the wall, scooping up as Peter Matt. As Phillip Sykes moves into second, it's another leadoff double for the Salem Red Sox. This time it's Phillip Sykes to get this fifth inning underway. The fifth hit of the night for Salem, Nico Cavadez, started off the fourth inning with a double of his own out towards deep center. This time, Sykes just pulls it down the left field line, and no one was catching up with that one. It was launched down the alley out in left field. Back to the top of the order, it's Edison Paulino, who will see the first pitch, pops it up. It has some height to it, might not have enough distance for Phillip Sykes as Pete Crow Armstrong comes all the way from deep center into shallow center to make the catch for out number one. Edison Paulino, the leadoff man, falls to 0-3 on the night. And after having some great performances in these recent matchups, Paulino today struggling to get any sort of groove against Richard Gallardo. Now it's Eduardo Lopez who will watch the first pitch go outside for ball number one. Lopez seems to be the only player on the field today that has really found his groove. A home run in the first inning, followed by a single in the third. The only batter who was 2 of 2 of the day, the pickoff back at second, will just be a little bit late. Kevin Mahde was covering the bag at second, and Phillip Sykes made a sliding effort back into second, but was able to get underneath the tag. 1-0 pitches away, goes outside for ball number two. Great look from Lopez. So we continue looking down across the Carolina League. The Downies Ducks and the Kannapolis Cannonballers are tied at 2-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Lopez takes the 2-0 pitch into the zone for strike number one, caught that bottom inside corner. Downies is 10-13 so far on the season. Kannapolis 11-12. So some teams that are hovering around that 500 mark, looking to try to pick up a big win on this Thursday night. 2-1 pitch. It's low for ball three, but the sliding effort at third will be successful for Phillip Sykes. He took off from second, and for Ethan Hearn, he blazed a perfect ball down the third baseline, which B.J. Murray was able to make the catch and assess the tag. But Juan Gomez said that Sykes' speed was just enough to beat out the tag. Aggressive base running from the Salem Red Sox. The first successful stolen base of the night. And the at-bat goes to 3-1 on Lopez. Hitter's pitch for the Salem right fielder. He swings and misses for strike number two. Another half inning where the Salem Red Sox have gotten a runner in scoring position. Weren't able to make it pay off in the fourth. A chance here in the fifth. The payoff pitch, Lopez, slow roll grounder, but it hit off his right foot. And a dead ball called from Christopher Jahnke. Carolina Mudcats lead the Augusta Green Jackets 5-2. Good start from the Mudcats. A 5-run bottom of the first, but Augusta getting back into it with a 2-run top of the third. That game is in the middle of the fourth inning. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Lopez. He takes it. It goes low of the zone for ball number four. Sykes stays at third, but it will be runners on the corners for Salem as Lopez has his third straight on-base appearance to start the night. This one is a walk, joined alongside his two prior hits. So the defensive alignment at the Eduardo Lopez at bat when Phillip Sykes moved into third was everyone crowd the infield portion of the grass. Now you have the corner infielders that scoot on in as Eduardo Lopez runs down to second. He'll be safe. The throw came down to third from Ethan Hurd to B.J. Murray Jr., and that tag was a little bit behind. And for Salem, nice base running tactics. You take the double play ball out of play. So you keep Phillip Sykes at third. You move Lopez to second. I was going to mention the middle infielders dropped back a bit as the 1-0 pitch goes low of the zone for ball number two. But now with the runner off of first base moving into second, those infielders are now squeezing the infield portion of the grass. So a 2-0 count after two pitches missing low to Nathan Hickey. And this one will go upstairs and outside for ball number three. Richard Gallardeau has found his stride in the first four innings of play, but all of a sudden, it's been a little difficult for the right-handed pitcher to get in any sort of groove. 3-0 pitch to Nathan Hickey. We'll see what he does, and he'll just watch it go down the middle for strike number one. So Hickey will have a hitter's pitch coming up. Runners on second and third. It's a 1-0 ball game. Salem leads in this bottom half of the fifth inning. 3-1 delivery, and it goes low for ball number four. A 5-pitch walk. Nathan Hickey walks down to first, and Blaze Jordan will come up to the plate with the bases-loaded opportunity. And we'll have our first visit of the night as Clayton Mortensen will come down to talk with Richard Gallardeau. He'll also have the entire infield coming in as well. So for Salem, you have the bases loaded now with one out, which is a good sign, but now you have to worry about the double play ball. And for Blaze Jordan, he hasn't grounded out so far today. He reached safely in the first at-bat of the night with an error committed by B.J. Murray Jr. and a pop-out to right field to end the third inning. But a chance here to increase that RBI total for Blaze Jordan, which is at 7 for the time being. A couple of more scores around the Carolina League. The Columbian Fireflies lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 3-0. in the top of the third inning, but the Shorebirds are in business. With nobody out, they have the bases loaded. So looking like the Shorebirds might be able to crack into the scoreboard in the top half of the third inning. Back to our game. Blaze Jordan, first pitch, he sees a ground out to B.J. Murray. Gets the glove, makes the tag at third, and the throw over to first in time for the inning play, ending double play. B.J. Murray got the glove down, made a step to his right, and then a perfect throw from one corner to the next to end the inning. Another successful production on the offensive side from Salem, but they're unable to expand their lead. It sits 1-0 as we move to the sixth inning of play at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to MILB.TV's presentation of Salem Red Sox baseball. We're into the sixth inning of play at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox lead 1-0, four straight scoreless innings from the Pelicans and for the Red Sox. New pitcher on the mound for Salem, it's Joey Stock, and the first pitch he fires to Peter Matt is fouled off in the backstop behind the plate for strike number one. Let's just look back at the performance we saw today from Bastardo. I mean, as well as you can put it, five great innings of pitching for the Salem right-handed pitcher as Stock winds up the 0-1 pitch, and it's fouled off into the netting behind the plate for strike number two. Well, Bastardo went five innings of work. He allowed three hits and only walked one batter, striking out three, and he did all of that, folks, in around 70 pitches. So not a bad showing from Bastardo as Stock fires the 0-2 low and inside for ball number one. He faced 17 batters and made really great work of it. Actually, here's the count. 60 pitches for Bastardo. Not a bad effort. His ERA has improved to a 3.20 as Stock's 1-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. 1-0 ball game. Salem leads Myrtle Beach. Eight combined hits, five belonging to the Red Sox. Three going in Myrtle Beach's favor as Stock winds up the 2-2 pitch and fouled down the first baseline and gets out of play. Well, Joey Stock has been a great bullpen pitcher for the Salem Red Sox here in 2022. He has a 2.20 ERA, a win this year, 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed by Peter Matt, dropped by Mexicano, so he steps to the side and fires to Nico Cavadas for the drop third strikeout that belongs to Joey Stock. Bastardo ended his night with a strikeout to Miguel Fabrizio, and the first man out of the bullpen, Joey Stock, begins his night with a strikeout. Folks, that last time through the order, not a single base hit from a Pelican as Pete Crow Armstrong steps to the plate. First pitch upstairs for ball number one. You have Peter followed by Pete in the order, and you have two Kevins that go back-to-back for Myrtle Beach. Pretty common names on this Pelicans lineup. 1-0 pitch to Crow Armstrong, drops his opposite field, and it's through the infield for a base hit. The first base hit we've seen from the Pelicans since the bottom or top of the second inning. This one is a single for Pete Crow Armstrong and it has a runner aboard with one out in the top of the sixth inning. And folks, even though Salem has been on the money defensively and pitching so far today, Crow Armstrong represents a tie and run right now. It's a 1-0 lead for Salem, and now Juan Morrow will walk to the plate. But before that, Stock will check in on the runner of Crow Armstrong at first. It was too high for Nico Gavadez to lay down attack. Mora is 0-2 so far today with a pair of groundouts. First one going to Blaze Jordan, and the last one going to Nico Gavadez. First pitch of the at-bat, Mora showed bunt, pulled away. The pitch gets passed by Icano to the backstop, and Pete Crow Armstrong will move from first to second on the wild pitch. A little bit of miscommunication between Joey Stock and Gilberto Mexicano. All right, I've teased you enough with these Carolina League updates. I only have one more game to get you guys all caught up on. It's Fayetteville versus Charleston. That one is also a pitcher's duel right now. That's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Only four combined hits in that matchup. It stands 0-0. The 1-0 pitch, the breaking ball misses or catches the corner. Four strike number one, a delayed strike call from Christopher Jenke. But the count now runs even at one ball and one strike. So that's the Carolina League update. We got through all the games. Took about two innings of work because of the pace of play here tonight. 1-1 pitch, slow rolling grounder. Paulino scoops it up, fires to Gavadez at first in time for the second out of the inning. Great defensive play. Paulino did not worry too much about the runner of Pete Crow Armstrong at second. He remains at second after that ground out. And Kevin Mate will now come to the plate. The Myrtle Beach shortstop is 1-2 of the night. Started off the day with the single back in the first and grounded out to Carson Zimas his last time up. First pitch, Mate swings and misses for strike number one. And quick reflexes by Mexicano to get up on his feet quick, find that baseball, and not allow Crow Armstrong to move 90 feet closer to home. It's an 0-1 count with a runner on second base in a 1-0 ball game. Stock fires, pitch falls on the outside bottom corner for ball number one. And the count now reads 1-1. Omane has an opportunity to drive in a run. Last time Myrtle Beach has had a runner in scoring position was B.J. Murray Jr., who had that double in the second. Mate holds on the 1-1 pitch, and wisely does so as it fell low of the zone for ball number two. So 2-1. 9 combined hits so far in this matchup today. We just mentioned that Mate has one of them with the single. Myrtle Beach has 4 hits in total. Pete Crow Armstrong has 2 singles, which he just had earlier on this half inning to play. 2-1 pitch, Stock fires. This is hammered out by Kevin Mate. This is on a rocket ship out of the ballpark, and Myrtle Beach leads 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox. We've seen some well-hit balls at Salem Memorial Ballpark this series. I think Kevin Mate may have just jumped up to the top of the leaderboard with hardest hit baseballs as it was soaring out of left field. And just like that, folks, Myrtle Beach has jumped on top of the Salem Red Sox 2-1 in the top of the sixth inning. Stock now working with the bases empty as Kevin Alcantara takes pitch number one for ball number one. So Pete Crow Armstrong gets the single, and then Kevin Mate with two outs on the board hammers a home run as Alcantara puts it up the middle, and it gets through the middle infielders. Carson Simas couldn't get a glove on it as it rolled to the outfield, and Alcantara continues this two-out rally with a single of his own. And the Pelicans' bats are starting to heat up a bit at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Nick Green notices it as well as he'll jog out of the dugout and talk with Joey Stock. Well, I talked about how Stock's been a pretty good pitcher this season for the Red Sox. It is his 8th appearance out of the bullpen. Actually, scratch that. 8th appearance so far this season. 7 of them have been from the bullpen. He does have a start this year. And he does have a save as well. He's one of the most utilized bullpen pitchers on this team with 16 and a third innings coming into today. He allowed 9 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 home runs. It's now 3 after Kevin Mahde's 2-run shot in this top of the 6th inning. Ethan Curran will walk up, and Hearn with the 2 outs against his name as Stock fires a pitch that goes low at the plate. Mayakano was able to retrieve the baseball, but not enough time to make a throw down to second towards Kevin Alcantara. So it's a 2-1 baseball game. Myrtle Beach leads Salem. First time they've driven home runs tonight. And for the Red Sox, they are looking to try to get out of this top of the 6th inning, which has been by far the worst tonight for them. 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number 2. And that's what happens when you have these pitcher duels. You have the opportunity for one swing to change the feel of the game. And what was at one point felt like a Salem just defensive performance as the 2-0 pitch is popped up just to our left, a little bit out of reach, 15 feet to our left. But the count works to 2 balls and 1 strike. But the good news is it's still a run-run game. So it's not like all hope is lost here at the ballpark for sure. 2 balls and 1 strike. Stock steps into it, and the pitch goes low and inside for ball number 2. Well, Stock so far pitching-wise just threw his 21st pitch. And 9 of them have missed the zone. 12 of them have been strikes. Stock kicks the 3-1 pitch. It hops in front of home plate for ball number 4. It's a 5-pitch walk as Ethan Hurry will jog on down to first. Just to put in perspective of how this is an outlier inning for Myrtle Beach on the offensive side. It was 3 straight 1-2-3 innings in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th from the Myrtle Beach offense. And now in the 6th, we're seeing the 7th batter of the inning for Myrtle Beach. The first pitch of the at-bat right down Broadway for strike number 1. Yaisin Santana is the man at the plate. 0-2 today with the strikeout looking in the 2nd. And a ground out to Edison Paulino in the 5th inning. Has an opportunity to drive in a couple of runs as he takes a big swing on the 0-1 pitch and misses it all for strike number 2. Alcantara is at 2nd base for the Pelicans. Hearn is at 1st base. And Stock doing a great job to get ahead at this at-bat. 0-2 pitch, runners go, and the pitch just misses low and inside for ball number 1. Mayakano did not make a throw at either bag. So Alcantara moves from 2nd to 3rd, and Hearn moves from 1st to 2nd. So 2 runners in scoring position. A 1-2 count might be the at-bat of the night. Stock fires the 1-2, swung on and miss for strike number 3. A great recovery at-bat for Joey Stock, who gets his 2nd strikeout of the night, but not before the Myrtle Beach Pelicans grab their 1st lead of the day. It now stands 2-1. Thanks to a Kevin Mahde 2-run blast to put the Pelicans on top. We'll see another inning from the Myrtle Beach starter and Richard Gallardo, who comes up now with the lead. It's the bottom of the 6th inning coming up. Nico Cavades will lead things off for the Salem Red Sox when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back. Bomb the sixth inning as Gallardo's first pitch goes underneath the legs of Ethan Hearn for ball number one as Nico Cavades will get this inning started for the Salem Red Sox. He doubled his last time up. He struck out looking earlier in tonight's game back in the first inning of play. And in a leadoff role, we'll also see Tyler Miller and Gilberto Mexicano. 1-0 pitch. Cavades drives his into the netting to the left side of the plate for the count to go to one ball and one strike. So we'll see if Salem has any response up their sleeve in the sixth as Cavades hits this out to left center gap. It falls for a base hit. Another leadoff hit for Nico Cavades. This one is a single as he holds at first, but a runner is aboard. It's the tying run for the Salem Red Sox and Nico Cavades, who improves to 2-of-3 on the evening. The second half of the order has been able to get the offense moving in some of these half innings of play. As the first pitch on the way to Tyler Miller is into the zone for strike number one, it's now three straight half innings of the Salem Red Sox offense that was able to get the leadoff runner aboard. 0-1 pitch is fouled off by Miller as the count works to 0-2. It was a Cavades double, who's fifth in the order. Phillip Sykes, who got a double in the fifth, who is ninth in the order. And then Cavades with the single. But Tyler Miller is quickly down 0-2 in the count. Gallardo steps in and fires away. Miller fouls it off and hits it into the netting behind the plate. Folks, I've been with this team for a month now, but the way that Tyler Miller battles at the plate is truly inspiring. Maybe one of the best battlers at the plate we have seen. His at-bats are always so fun to watch as he doesn't give up. 0-2 pitch. He misses that one, though, as it's a breaking ball into the zone for strike number three. Second time tonight that Tyler Miller has gone down swinging. It's back-to-back strikeouts for Tyler Miller and for Richard Gallardo. It's another great way to recover after a leadoff hit. And those three times that I mentioned, he was able to bounce back with an out as Mexicano pops up the first pitch, soars to the right side, and goes out of play in foul territory. Mexicano is 0-2 on the night for the Salem Red Sox. Popped up back in the second inning, grounded out in the fourth. And now the pitch is away to Mexicano, and he fouls off the pitch at the end of his barrel. Back-to-back foul balls brings the count to 0-2. The Salem Red Sox catcher is batting 2-of-6 on the season. He's down 0-2, pitches away, and he skies this up towards right center field. Moving back is going to be the second baseman and Mora, but Alcantara calls off all his defenders and says, I got this in shallow right field for the second out of the inning. So after the leadoff single by Nico Cavades, it's a quick two outs from Tyler Miller and Gilberto Mexicano, and now Carson Simas, who is still looking for his first on-base appearance of the night, will come up to the plate. Gallardo steps in, and the pitch goes high and inside for ball number one. Simas went down looking, I should say, in the second inning, and grounded out to Mora in the fourth. This is a two-bounce grounder to B.J. Murray Jr. makes the throw over to first, and the runner is just out. Carson Simas has that speed, but Murray to Fabrizio was just too much on the money for them to get the out to what ended this sixth inning of play. Another great start by Salem, ends with no offense in the run category. 2-1, Myrtle Beach leads. We move to the seventh inning of play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll have another half inning of Joey Stock when we come back on MILB.TV. It's the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and B.J. Murray Jr. will lead things off for us as the first pitch from Joey Stock is down the middle for strike number one. While the bottom three men in the order, B.J. Murray Jr., Miguel Fabrizio, and Peter Met, all batting for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The 0-1 pitch will go low and inside for ball number one. So for a little recap as we enter the seventh inning, it was Eduardo Lopez that got the offense started in the bottom of the first inning with a solo shot to right center field. And then after four scoreless innings, as Murray Jr. swings and foul tips the 1-1 pitch into the glove of Mayakano for strike number two, bringing the count to one ball and two strikes. So second, third, fourth, and fifth all scoreless before Kevin Made was able to hit a two-run shutout towards left center field to give Myrtle Beach their first lead of the night. Well, Murray Jr. held on the 1-2 pitch as it missed low and away to even a count of 2-2, and now a two-hop grounder in a foul territory from B.J. Murray keeps the at-bat alive. He's 1-2 in the night, folks. He has a double back in the second, and he popped up to the center fielder and Phillip Sykes back in the fifth. Even count for Joey Stock, the 2-2 pitches away. Try to go with the fastball. He missed ups and away for ball number three. It's a full count. We have not seen a Myrtle Beach Pelican have a leadoff runner aboard since the third inning of play, and we won't have one here as he strikes out B.J. Murray Jr. looking for strike number three. Great at-bat from B.J. Murray Jr. And I said looking, folks, but he obviously went down swinging. But for Joey Stock, that's back-to-back strikeouts. He now has three on the night, and Miguel Fabrizio will come to the plate. First pitch from Stock, he goes with the off-speed pitch, and it catches the zone for strike number one. The first baseman for the Pelicans is 0-2 of the night, grounded out to Bastaro back in the second, and went down swinging in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch, he fouls this off by the handle area of the barrel to bring the count to zero balls and two strikes. 2-1 is our game score. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans leading the Salem Red Sox. Both teams with six hits each. 0-2 pitch from Stock stays upstairs for ball number one. One out on the board. Only one error so far today. Myrtle Beach committed it back in the bottom of the first inning. Bases are clear at Carilion Clinic Field. 1-2 pitch, and Fabrizio went swinging on the high heater. 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and he got him swinging and missing for strike number three. Three straight strikeouts for Joey Stock, and now two quick outs to get this top of the seventh inning underway. Peter Matt will walk on down, the number nine hitter in the order. 0-2 today. Take that back, 0-1 today. As Stock fires the first pitch, stays upstairs for ball number one. Peter Matt was the last leadoff guy on to start the inning, as I mentioned a little bit while back in this half inning. He walked in the third, but then he went on a drop third strikeout in the sixth inning. That was Joey Stock's first strikeout of the night. And he fires a 1-0 strike off an off-speed delivery from Stock, and it gets into the zone to even the count at one ball and one strike. Stock kicks and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed by Peter Matt. Mayakano couldn't get a great glove on it, but he did all that could do. And that get ahead in the at-bat. It's now one ball and two strikes. Stock locking in on the batter of Peter Matt, who had seven RBIs yesterday, and now he steps off the mound for a little bit of a timeout. Actually, apologies. It was actually a ball. Stock did not get in the windup quick enough, so the count works to one ball and two strikes. He fires away, swung on and foul tipped off the end of the barrel by Peter Matt, keeps the at-bat alive. Haven't really seen that many infractions in the first three games of the series. That might have been the first one I can recall of over these last three games. But a 1-2 pitch. Stock delivers, and it just misses low. You got to see some of the Salem Red Sox outfielders start to move to the left side a bit, down towards third base where the dugout is, but did not get the strike call. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. We have juices wild for Joey Stock. He kicks and delivers, and it's skied up down the right field line. Moving to his left is Eduardo Lopez of the warning track and off the glove into foul territory. Lopez got to the ball, but he was tucked in that right field corner and foul territory right over where the walls meet. And I think when he went up to go make the catch, it hit his glove and it popped right out. So unfortunate break for Eduardo Lopez and the Salem Red Sox. The good news was it was in foul territory. So Peter Matt has to come back to the plate for another 2-2 pitch. If that was in fair territory, though, Peter Matt might have a double out of it. 2-2 pitch. Matt hits a hard shot right back to Stock. He loses for a second. He hustles it down, tosses it over to first, and it will not be in time to get the speedy Peter Matt, who gets the bag in time before Cavadez can grip the baseball in his glove. That will be a base hit for Peter Matt, his first of this Thursday night, and the inning will continue as we work back to the top of the order, but it will not be Joey Stock to go against Pete Crow Armstrong as Luke Mons comes out to retrieve the baseball from Joey Stock. We'll have a new pitcher on the rubber when we come back. It appears to be Jacob Webb. We'll give you all that information and more, though, when we come back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to the Red Sox baseball as they trail 2-1 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to the top of the seventh inning as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Salem Red Sox 2-1 at Carilion Clinic Field. Top of the order with Pete Crow Armstrong going against Jacob Webb, the new pitcher on the mound for the Red Sox. First pitch from Crow Armstrong will be fouled off into the netting behind the plate to make the count 0-1. We look at Jacob Webb. He has a 4.00 ERA. It's his eighth appearance out of the bullpen this season with 9 innings of work. 0-1 pitch on the Crow Armstrong upstairs for ball number one. We look at Joey Stock's evening for the Salem Red Sox. 1 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits allowed, 2 earned runs allowed. Struck out 4 batters. Of course, gave up that one home run, which has been the difference maker in this matchup. 1-1 pitch is low and outside from Webb. And the count works to 2-1. Looking at more of Webb's profile, he's allowed 8 hits, 4 earned runs. He has struck out 15 batters and has only walked 5. Opponents hit 229 against Webb as a 2-1 pitch gets away from Mexicano. It went low and outside, and it went off the glove of Mexicano, rolled back to the backstop, and he requests for time as Peter Matt is now at second base and into scoring position with a 3-1 pitch coming the way for Pete Crow Armstrong. So for Angel Bastardo, and now it appears that Pete Crow Armstrong walks down to first base. I don't know if it was a scoreboard issue, if it was Jacob Webb taking too long kind of an issue. Maybe it was an intentional walk at that moment to try to get Juan Moore up to the plate. But a new at-bat begins now, and Webb misses the pitch on the inside for ball number one. So we'll see how that's ruled. But Peter Matt is at second base, and Pete Crow Armstrong is on at first, and it's a 1-0 count to Juan Moore. Webb kicks, and Moore swings and misses for strike number one. 2-1 ball game. Myrtle Beach leads Salem in this top of the seventh inning. Webb taking a long look into the zone for this 1-1 pitch. Webb kicks and deals, swung on and missed for strike number two. Webb's fastball reached 97 miles per hour. Great velocity from Webb's arm. And he's trying to put away this top of the seventh inning and keep it a 2-1 ball game. Webb looks at second, kicks and deals, swung on and missed for strike number three. 97 miles per hour upstairs. It got the batter to go for out number three, and it keeps it a 2-1 ball game. A joint effort from Joey Stock and Jacob Webb to make sure it stays Myrtle Beach 2, Salem 1. Folks, why don't we stretch a little bit here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll have a new pitcher coming in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. We'll give you all that information and more when we come back on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. First pitch on the way to Phillip Sykes. A hard hit grounded to the shortstop and Kevin Mate, who delivers a strike over to first for a 6-3 outs on a ground out to get the inning underway. New pitcher into the game for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It is Brian King, who is making his first appearance for the Pelicans in 2022. He spent a little bit of time up at the South Bend Cubs. Split some time between the South Bend Cubs and the AA affiliate as Edison Paulino fouls off the first pitch of the at-bat into the net behind the plate to bring the count to zero balls and one strike. So King comes down to Myrtle Beach and has a 2-1 lead as he fires a pitch upstairs for ball number one. So Brian King's one of the newer faces around the Myrtle Beach stomping grounds. We've been talking about Pete Crow Armstrong came down from South Bend as he fires a pitch upstairs for ball number two. King is a left-hand pitcher that is 6'1" out of Littleton, Colorado, selected in the 30th round of the 2019 MLB Draft. 2-1 pitch, Paulino swings and misses for strike number two. So a great performance that we got to see from Richard Yaigondero. And now Brian Keene coming in and trying to keep things in motion for Myrtle Beach as a 2-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three. Paulino trying to be the first base runner aboard for Salem this half inning. 3-2, two-hopper to Murray, gloves it, spins, throws to first. A clean play from the Myrtle Beach third baseman to get the second out of the inning on the ground out. Two quick ground outs that have gone in the Salem Red Sox with two outs in this seventh inning. So folks in that Salem dugout may not know about Brian Keene spending a little time up in Double A as Eduardo Lopez takes the first pitch for strike number one. But Lopez has been the guy today. A home run, a single, and a walk. He's been able to get on base all three times, and he takes the 0-1 pitch for strike number two. And Lopez now down 0-2 in the count. Brian Keene takes a deep breath. He kicks and fires. Lopez skies it up down the first baseline. Moving quickly on over is Miguel Fabrizio into the warning track and unable to make the grab. He was trying to track down the baseball, but also trying to actually figure out where he was. And when he was running over to his right side, he then tried to reach out and try to make a heroic grab with reaching out his left hand. But it hit the dirt, and for Eduardo Lopez, he lives to see another pitch, which is a sigh of relief for the Salem right fielder. Ethan Hearn doing a little bit of equipment check, and now the pitch clock will get started once again. Brian Keene gets set, trying to get a 1-2-3 inning underneath his belt as Lopez fouls it off to the netty behind the plate to keep the count at 0-2. King is the first left-hand pitcher we've seen in tonight's contest. And with Salem being a majority lefty lineup, might be something good for Myrtle Beach as Lopez drives it out to left center field. It's a base hit for the Salem Red Sox right fielder. He improves to 3-3 on the night. He has a pair of singles to go alongside his solo home run and a walk that he got back in the fifth inning. What a night for Eduardo Lopez, and he keeps the order moving. In between Lopez and the man now up, Nathan Hickey, they've both been pretty solid in their last couple at-bats. Between the two individuals, five straight on-base appearances. Hickey's first pitch he sees, fouls it up to the left side and out of play. Brings the count to 0-1. The designated hitter for Salem and Nathan Hickey is one of two of the night. Started it off with a ground out, but then had a single and a walk his last time up, and he takes the 0-1 pitch downstairs for ball number one. Grounded out to Kevin Mate, which has been a hot target off the balance for some of these batters today. But then got a single in the third and then walked in the fifth. Now 1-1 pitch, King checking back in on Lopez. There was no shot there, as when Miguel Fabrizio got the glove in hand, Lopez had both hands on the first base back. So Lopez continues to be on first. He represents the tying run this bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1 lead for the Pelicans. Hickey takes a big swing on a 1-1 pitch, and he missed it. He knows that that one could have changed this game for sure, but now he's down 1-2. Two outs in the inning. Hickey swings and foul tipped. No, it's actually not foul tipped. It gets through Ethan Hearn to the backstop. And on the drop third strike, Nathan Hickey was able to get all the way down to first. So even though it was a strikeout, folks, Nathan Hickey keeps the inning alive. Sometimes all it takes is a little lucky bounce. And that's exactly what the Red Sox got here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Lopez moves into scoring position. Nathan Hickey goes to first. He swung and missed it completely, but the pitch was low and away. And Ethan Hearn couldn't get a good glove on it, rolled all the way over by the Salem on-deck circle. Still two outs on the board as Blaze Jordan steps up. First pit, hard hit chopper. This will be a tough play for anyone. It's gloved by Mora. The throw to first is not in time. Man, Juan Mora covered a great deal of ground to try to get the ball and make the throw over to first. It was on the money. But Blaze Jordan just a step ahead of the action. And he gets an infield single to load up the bases for Nico Cavadez. Well, in a pitcher's duel, you don't get many opportunities. This might be the golden one for the Salem Red Sox. Bottom of the seventh inning, two outs against the Salem Red Sox, and the bases are juiced. Eduardo Lopez at third base with his single. Nathan Hickey getting the second base after his drop third strike squeeze underneath the glove of Ethan Hearn. And then Blaze Jordan's infield single. Cavadas has a chance to break open this game. First pitch, low and away for ball number one. A 2-3 night for Nico Cavadas, the first baseman. After striking out looking in the first inning, he's responded with a double in the fourth and a single in the sixth. His fourth plate appearance comes here in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Cavadas watches it as it goes down the middle for strike number one. Well, Cavadas has seven RBIs this season for the Salem Red Sox. Two home runs. 1-1 pitch. Cavadas, great take as it just missed the zone on the outside bottom edge. Lopez is the tying run at third. Nathan Hickey is the leading run at second. King sets and deals the 2-1, and Cavadas watches another pitch go down the middle for strike number two. And now the fans here having a little bit of a reaction, thinking that pitch was low. Luke Mons walking a little bit towards home plate, saying a word to Christopher Jenke. Count runs 2-2. Deuces wild pitch low and away for ball number three. Cavadas is not taking a swing at this at-bat, and the count is now 3-2. This is the definition of a payoff pitch. A walk would tie the game. 3-2 pitch. Cavadas fouls it off into the netting behind the plate, and the at-bat stays at 3-2. Runners are going to go no matter what. They did so on that last play. Fans getting engaged here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Brian King sets, kicks and delivers. Cavadas, swing and a miss. Strike number three. And Brian King gets the massive punch out to put an end to the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The two-out rally started off with a single, almost able to bring in the tying run. But alas, we stay at a 2-1 Myrtle Beach lead over the Salem Red Sox as we head to the eighth inning of play. Jacob Webb coming out to the rubber for another inning of work. When we come back, you're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We have a pitcher's duel on our hand at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans lead the Salem Red Sox 2-1 into the eighth inning of play. Kevin Mate will get things started for us. He homered his last time up with a two-run blast to give the Pelicans the lead. And then with the play-by-play, here's Kevin DiDomenico.
Thanks, Andy. Top of the eighth we go. First pitch on the way is in there, a called strike at 94. Jacob Webb pumps some gas. It's nothing and one. As Andy mentioned, 2-1 game. Pelicans got their pair in the top of the sixth. Next one on the way. Fouled back to the screen over toward the right side and in to section 109. Nothing in two here to Kevin Mate, who's having a solid day. Again, 2-for-3. Has that big fly. The 0-2. Check swing on a pitch up. He went all the way, and Webb struck him out. So Mate hit that home run to give the Pelicans a one-run lead and now strikes out here in the top of the eighth. It brings up Kevin Alcantara, who's 1-for-3 today, singled his last time in the troubled sixth for the Sox. First one on the way. A slider on a pitch down, check swing. He did not go, and Alcantara has the advantage. One ball, no strikes. Webb looks in, winds, kicks and deals. Another slider down. That's at 84. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Webb winds. He offers. On a pitch inside, it says Alcantara out of the box. And it's 3-0. Look around the league. Delmarva leading Columbia in the bottom of the fifth of their game. 8-5. Webb looks in. He fires. Inside, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Kevin Alcantara. And he's aboard. One-on-one out here in the eighth. Top of the seventh. Augusta trails Carolina 5-4. Augusta with a tying run 180 feet away on second in that game. We'll keep an eye there. Fayetteville trailing Charleston 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And it brings up Ethan Hearn. First pitch to Hearn. He's outside, catches the corner. It's a called strike. Christopher Janke makes that call, and immediately Hearn doesn't like it. Gave a look back to Janke. As Webb comes set, looks over to first. Set at the shoulders, here's the pitch. So we got a high fly ball foul up the third base line. No balls, two strikes. Hearn 0 for 2 tonight. Walked his last time. Flew out to center in the second. Webb comes set for the 0-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Remember, this game was on quite the speedy pace through five. First half was 59 minutes. Ball was put in play early and often. Red Sox had the lead for most of that. Now trying to come back here as Webb picks off over to first. They trail 2-1 because of one swing of the bat from Kevin Mate, who struck out to start the eighth. Two runs on seven hits for the Pelicans. One run on eight hits for the Red Sox. Awfully spread out. Target inside for the 0-2. Here's the pitch. Delivered outside. A fastball at 90. And it's 1-2. Webb set with 8 seconds. Here's the pitch. Swinging a slow roller up the first base line and foul. And Ethan Hearn putting together a nice little at-bat. Fouling off the last three pitches of Webb, and now he's seen it all. See if Webb goes fastball here. Maybe try to elevate it. One ball, two strikes he's set. And now time called. The runner Alcantara at first is, I think, tying his shoe. Messing with his pants. Ready for the 1-2 now. Clock running as Webb looks in. Now he's set. Big lead over at first from Alcantara. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball up. The second strikeout of the inning for Jacob Webb. So, move down the order. That brings up Jason Santana, who's 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts today. Grounded out to short in the fifth. Here's the first pitch to him. Outside, off speed at 83. About knee high, but too far off the plate. It's a ball and no strikes. The 1-0. Outside corner, catches it. That's knee high as well. But that one a fastball up to 96 miles an hour. One ball, one strike, a man on first, 2-1 game. Jacob Webb trying to secure the hold here as he tosses over to first. Keep the score at 2-1 here in the top of the eighth. The 1-1. Got him swinging on a pitch up. And it's 1-2. Jacob Webb. The 2 outs he's gotten here in the eighth have been via the strikeout. Can he get a third here? 1-2. The Red Sox looking for some momentum here in the eighth. Webb looks in. He kicks and fires. Called third strike. On the outside corner, Jacob Webb retires the side and strikes him out. Head to the bottom of the eighth, sing Sweet Caroline as the Red Sox need some runs. They trail it by one here on MILB.TV. First pitch, swung on and popped up left side. Should be playable, foul ground. Coming in is the third baseman, Murray, and he makes the catch. So one pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox had some momentum after Jacob Webb struck out the side on a masterful performance aside from a walk. A rather perfect inning as Yoberto Mexicano will come up to the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. Red Sox needs some sort of offense. Mexicano hasn't found it today. The first pitch to him is ripped into left, a base hit. Finds it right now, and the Red Sox have the tying run on base. So Mexicano gets his first hit of the night. Rips one over the leaping Made at shortstop. And the Sox have life. The go-ahead run now at the plate. Carson Simas will represent it. He's 0-for-3, a strikeout in the second looking. Ground outs in the fourth and the sixth. And he'll face Brian King, who's been rather solid through one and a third. And a big swing and a miss on the first pitch. A fastball inside. It's nothing and one. Did go through some turmoil in the bottom of the seventh. Gave up a couple of singles to Lopez and Jordan, but nothing to show for it. The 0-1. So we got a ground ball right side. Taylor made double play ball. The second for one. Made turns. And the Pelicans are out of the inning. To the ninth we go, 2-1 the score. Myrtle Beach is rolling, as is this game, a quick one. We head to the ninth on MILB.TV. We head to the ninth, 2-1 score. Myrtle Beach got a big double play to end the eighth and end some offensive hope for the Salem Red Sox. They'll have 9-1-2 in the bottom of the ninth. But for now, Jacob Webb tries to complete his second inning of work. He'll face B.J. Murray, 7-8-9. And the first pitch, 95. The fastball is low, a ball and no strikes. That 4-6-3 double play, Alberto Mexicano gave the Red Sox life. Next one is in there, a called strike, outer half at the knees. It's 1-1 with the one-out single. And then Carson Simas grounds into a 4-6-3 double play, kills the hope. The Red Sox got one run in the bottom of the first, nothing since. The 1-1 swung on and chopped back to the screen. It's 1-2. And how about one run on nine hits? And just the ability for these Pelicans pitchers to battle out of those situations. And it's why they're one of the best staffs in the Carolina League. A 1-2. Bounces it in there, 2-2.
All right, Kevin, and yesterday we talked about how Salem's offense, even though losing by 18, it was still a good showing for them. Another good showing today with the bats. They're out hitting the Pelicans by two. But they're down by what's the crucial category, which is one run.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one's bounced in as well, about 58 feet. And it's 3-2. Well, that's the message, right? You got to capitalize with runners in scoring position. And Salem just not able to do that today. 1-for-8, leaving 10 men on. Only have the solo home run as their own run. Swing and a miss on the 3-2. And B.J. Murray strikes out. So Jacob Webb, now with 5 Ks through his outing. But his outing will come to an end as Luke Montz comes out to take the ball. Webb has to be pleased with how he did on the mound. New pitcher coming in to finish the last two-thirds of the top of the ninth. 2-1 the score, new pitcher on the other side on MILB TV. Dennis Bautista, the new pitcher in for Salem, and he delivers a breaking ball that seems perfect from our vantage point on the inner half at 80 miles an hour, and it misses for ball one. And Bautista comes in with a 2.19 ERA, 1-0 on the way, a fastball low and in at 90. 7 appearances, this is number 8, 12 1/3 innings pitched, 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 of them earned. 2 big flies, 4 walks, and how about 16 strikeouts? Up and away, 3-0. Looking at walk number 5 here. 3 balls, no strikes to Miguel Fabrizio. Here's the pitch. Swinging a rocket down the right field line. Hooking foul off the Carilion Clinic sign. And ricochets onto the field. 3-1. That's a 3-0 green light if I've ever seen one. Fabrizio needs a hit. He's 0-for-3, hitting 159, 8 RBIs. And his last two at-bats in the fifth And the seventh have been strikeouts. Hasn't made contact in play since the second, the slider away. Or inside, excuse me, walks him. Second walk in the last couple of innings. One on one out here for the Pelicans. And it brings up Peter Matt. Peter Matt, 1-for-3 today. Excuse me, 1-for-2 as a walk in the second. Remember Peter Matt's performance just a night ago. First one to him, so we're going to ground ball left side, a base hit. Through the 5-6 hole into left field. And it's 2 on and 1 out. We remember Peter Matt's night last night, 7 RBIs. Ties the franchise record with Myrtle Beach. Had a 2-run homer, 3-run homer, then an RBI single. That was all before the 6th inning. And this brings up Pete Armstrong. Singled his last time up. Waits in from the left side. Here's the first pitch, up and inside. A ball and no strikes, and that's when you see pitchers struggle. When they get behind in counts, that's when we've seen Bautista struggle. Not known to walk a lot of guys. Remember, just 4 walks. Then the walk, then the base hit from Peter Matt turns the lineup over. 1-0 swinging a chopper foul. Pushed over first base side. One. Breaking ball, back door. No cigar off the plate. It's 2-1. Mexicano tried to stick that one, pull it back inside. As Bautista set, belt high, here's the pitch. So we're going to pop up behind home plate. It's going to get out of play. Mexicano still pursuing, and it's well into the seats. And what a snag by a fan in the 4th row. That deserves an ovation. And a second strike. It's 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Here in the top of the 9th. Bautista trying to preserve the 2-1 deficit for the Sox. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Armstrong strikes out for the first time tonight. So there's 2 outs with 2 on. And it brings up Juan Mora. 3 ground outs, 1 into a double play. And Mora will stand in from the right side. Righty-righty matchup against a Dennis Bautista, who looks to second. 2 on, 2 out. First pitch is an off-speed pitch at 80 miles an hour that misses off the plate. And Montz will run out to meet Bautista promptly to just have a quick meeting with the infield. And here we go. We've seen this a couple times, Andy, where Luke Montz, he's not coming out to pull the pitcher, but he just wants to talk to his guys really quick. And that's something I do appreciate, you know, strategy-wise. You don't need your pitching coach to come out there, go right to the source. And I don't know what they're putting on here with 2 on and 2 out in a game like this, but we'll see what happens. Maybe they go to a pickoff. I think that's the last time that Montz came running out there. They went to a pickoff to second, so we'll see if they try to get the lead runner here. But you've got to assume that Fabrizio's mindful of it. Here's the pitch. Up and in, 2-0. Carson Simas was shading over towards second, tapping his glove as Bautista comes set, doing the same here. Now retreats the 2-0. So we got a high fly ball left field, giving chase over is Miller toward the corner in foul ground. He's got a play at it, but he doesn't make the catch. Tyler Miller, I think he thought that was going to go into the Red Sox bullpen, kind of slowed up and then realized it was going to land right in front of him and try to make the basket catch, but wasn't there in time. And it's 2 balls and a strike. I think that's an opportunity to get out of the inning there. And Miller squandered. So 2 balls, 1 strike. Mora with another chance here. We'll see what he does. Bautista set, looks to second. Here's the pitch. So we're going to fly ball right field. This should do it. Lopez coming toward the line, angling in, now under it, and makes the catch. Well, quite the scenario. Play the pump-up video on the big screen. Bottom of the ninth we go. Red Sox trail by one. One to tie. Two to win it. Chance for a walk-off here in the ninth at Salem Memorial on MILB-TV. So here we go, bottom of the ninth inning, 2-1 the score. The Red Sox a chance to tie it, send it to extras, or win it here in the bottom of the ninth. They trail it by one. It'll be 9-1-2. Phillip Sykes to lead it off. He is 1-for-3, doubled back in the sixth, and they will face Sheldon Reed. He'll be on for the save situation. The first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Sheldon Reed comes up with a 0.0 ERA, 0-1. Swing and a miss on the same pitch upstairs. This is his sixth appearance. Two saves on the year. He's been rather perfect through 6 2/3. Just given up one hit all year and no runs. Here's the 0-2. Fastball, it hit him. It gets Phillip Sykes on the 0-2. It just got away from Sheldon Reed. And that's a gift for the Red Sox as it turns the lineup over. A couple of swinging strikes from Phillip Sykes, and then he gets hit. And it turns it to Edinson Paulino, who is 0-for-4.
The biggest thing about that, Kevin, is now you have that tie and run on the base paths, and Phillip Sykes, who does have quite some speed for the Salem team.
That's just the second time he's hit a batter all year. The first pitch is swung on and flared into left field. Tough play coming in, and the play is not made. It was Matt and Made pursuing. Made full extension in a foul ground. Couldn't make the catch. It's nothing and one. So to put this into perspective, Reed has walked only one guy. He's hit only one batter, and he's struck out 16 batters on the season. I mean, he has been dominant in his 6 2/3. A tall task here for this Red Sox offense in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch out. And it's nothing and two. Bottom nine, Red Sox trail it by one. Tying run on first, winning run at the plate. Check swing on a pitch out. And up, and he fouls it away. Again, Paulino, who's been the table setter here in this series. He's been so, so good. 0-for-4 today. Looking to get back on track here. No balls, two strikes. Reed set. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. Taylor made double play ball. Moore to second for one. Throws to first. Hits away and hits off the Pelicans' dugout. Paulino will retreat to first, and he's aboard off of the second error of the game for Myrtle Beach.
Good opportunity for them to turn two, but just a throw made from Kevin Mate just went a little bit far. Smart for Paulino to come back to the bag and make sure he actually touched it as well. We've seen some times before where runners go to first and an error happens and they don't get back and they're called out. So heads up play for the Salem shortstop.
Takes us to Eduardo Lopez, who will face Reed here. 3-for-3 today with a walk. Reed set. Here's the pitch. Outside corner misses. One ball, no strikes. He's been the only source of offense really for the Red Sox. Has the lone RBI back in the first, a solo shot. Singled in the third, walked in the fifth, and singled in the seventh. The lefty stands in, target away from Hearn, and upstairs the belt. Here's the 1-0. Up and in this time, 91. It's 2-0. We talked about Lopez's struggles earlier in the year when he came up. His struggles striking out, but this series has been fantastic in that three-hole. The 2-0. Upstairs, 3-0. And remember, just one walk this year for Sheldon Reed to his 16 strikeouts. Three balls, no strikes. Reed comes set. Looks over at first. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. And now the winning run is over at first with one out. There were some close pitches in that at-bat right around the strike zone that could have gone either way. And they went in favor of Eduardo Lopez. What a day at the plate for him. So that brings up Nathan Hickey. And you can't help but think now, the Pelicans had a 4-6-3 double play. That was squandered. Juan Mora fielded a three-hop grounder, threw it to second, and Mate just had to make the throw, and he couldn't make the throw. It would have been bases empty with two outs. But now the Red Sox have life, first and second with one out.
I wouldn't be surprised if they get a little aggressive here on the base path, too, to move a runner towards third with one out.
Possibly it would set up for Blaze Jordan. Here's the first pitch to Hickey. It's inside, and it gets away from Hearn. Both runners will advance. It's second and third with one out. So instead of a bunt, how about a wild pitch?
Well, yeah, now you get to move that runner to third, and all you have to ask from Hickey now is just get any sort of contact to outfield so you can drive in that tying run that's at third. So really good situation for Salem. They got both runners in scoring position.
A base hit would win it, and they're going to go ahead and walk Hickey to get to Blaze Jordan. And that's a smart move. So now the middle infielders can back up and play a double play depth. And so now it'll be bases loaded here with one out, as Clayton Mortensen will come and have a quick visit here with Sheldon Reed. So to put it in perspective, remember, Sheldon Reed came into this game with just one walk, one hit batter, and 16 strikeouts. And so far, he's walked two guys, one intentionally, and then hit another guy. And then a fielder's choice in between. So here comes Blaze Jordan, a guy who's struggled to get going here, to his standards at least. He's now in a big chance to be the hero for Salem. The first pitch swung on and missed on the outer half. Sheldon Reed, who's been the stud closer seeking his third save of the year, has not given up a run yet. No balls, one strike. Reed set. Here's the pitch. Upstairs and inside. Almost gets away from Hearn. Came leaping up. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-1 the score. The Pelicans lead it. The Red Sox have the bases loaded. A chance to win it. Here's the pitch. That one popped up right side and out of play. It'll go 1-2. And watch out. What do you think Sheldon's throwing here?
I would say try to throw something that has some heat behind it. See if Blaze can catch up to it.
I go curveball. One ball, two strikes. We'll see what he offers. Reed set at the belt. Here's the pitch. Curveball rocked to left field. It is hooking foul. That was the game. Blaze Jordan had won it, but he missed it by 3 feet.
That's why you go for the heat, Kevin. Give him a curve, and he can put that ball down the line a few feet away from Salem picking up a big win.
He was expecting it and just missed it. Middle infield is back, looking for the double play. Jordan looking to win it. One ball, two strikes. Reed comes set. Here's the pitch. Low and away. 2-2.
And I know we talk about a lot about Blaze Jordan having a lot of hard time getting the season going, but this could be a very big season turning at bat for him.
No doubt. Chance to spark the season for the Red Sox as well. The 2-2. Swinging a ground ball left side. Double play ball. Mane to second for one. Here's the throw to first. It is in time for the out. Myrtle Beach gets the key. 6-4-3 double play. And they win game three. Some chirping between the Red Sox and the middle infielders. And that was Nathan Hickey over at second having a word with Mane and Mora. But that will do it. So the Red Sox had the opportunity. Bases loaded. And one out. And the walk, intentional walk. So Nathan Hickey pays off. Blaze Jordan grounds into a double play, 6-4-3. And the team picks him up outside of the dugout. So a disappointing 2-1 loss for the Red Sox. And had quite the opportunity. We bring in Andy Losey in what was, you know, a situation where timely hitting was the theme all along, and it showed in the bottom of the ninth.
Absolutely, Kevin. This is a game that Salem's going to look back on and say, we let this one slip away from us. They left 12 runners out on the base path this game, and they lost this game by one run. 2-1 was the only way, Kevin. It was a solo shot by Eduardo Lopez. Just the way you mentioned that timely hitting, that was the difference. You know, if they get a hit in some situations with some runners aboard, they're able to drive in some runs. But unfortunately, Salem just couldn't get it in the clutch today. But I think a much better game today from the Red Sox. And after what we saw yesterday in the 24-6 game, I think today was a much better showing from Salem. And it shows that they can compete with some of the best teams in the Carolina League. Some excellent pitching from both sides today. And the offense, even though it wasn't spectacular with three combined runs, we still had 17 hits. So a good play game between both teams.
What an opportunity for Salem. One thing's for sure, this is going to be a great series. Back and forth, it's gone. And the pitching prevailed tonight. And just a couple of big hits, really. So the Red Sox have the solo shot from Eduardo Lopez in the first, and then the two-run shot from Kevin Mane is the difference. And how the Pelicans won game three. They take a 2-1 series lead as we head to the back end of the series, the weekend part, and we hope it stays dry if we can get out here tomorrow. Games 4, 5, and 6 are ahead. Tomorrow, 7:05, first pitch. We'll see you then. Once again, your final score. You'll hear from Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Pelicans 2 and the Red Sox 1.